Registered nurse.
The smell of fresh paint floated through the newly renovated space on the Gateway Longview campus off Main Street. The building is called Dwyer Cottage. Christy DeAngelo is Vice President of Behavioral Health Services at Gateway. This clinic was created to serve a fast-growing need for mental health services and will serve children 3 to 21 years of age.
This was a house at one point, and so it's not institutionalized that I think some people have in their head that if you're receiving mental health treatment, you're going into the, you know, ice-cold walls and those dark, cold hallways, and that's not what this is about at all.
DeAngelo tells WBFO News mental illness is becoming more complicated.
But what we're seeing is a lot of trauma, a lot of complex trauma, and that gets more complicated with the suicide ideations and the presentation of self-harm, phobias, anxiety, and depression. We have a lot of kids that are diagnosed with ADHD and depression, so that all those things just get really complicated when you're trying to navigate through life, too, on top of it as a young child.
The agency already serves about 800 children at its downtown Buffalo clinic and has 35 satellite locations at schools in Erie and Niagara counties.
I think something that makes us Gateway very unique is we do not have a wait list for psychiatric services, where a lot of agencies have 6 months, 8 months wait for psychiatry, and we don't. So there is a process. So it may take you about 3 to 4 weeks to get in, but that's because we want to make sure we're entering you into that service under the right context.
What about follow-up processes too, so that they either have some type of plan in place for that mental wellness?
Your treatment plan will be established in collaboration with the family, and everybody's different. Typically, you start off with weekly appointments. We work collaboratively with your primary care physician, so everybody's on the same page and understands if there's medications being prescribed or if there's consultation needs that are needed. We all know that nobody's being redundant, so we would work collaboratively with them.
Last year, 53% of those treated at Gateway clinics were under the age of 12. DeAngelo says more people are beginning to recognize it's okay to examine a child's mental health as a preventative measure. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.